from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.3, 34 and 35. Narayana vidanasya brahmana paramatmana nishtam arhata no bhaktum yuyam hi brahma vittama. O best of the Brahmins, please tell us of the position of Narayana, who is also known as Brahman and Paramatma. Stityutbhava pralaya hetura hetura sya yat swapna jagara sushupti shu sadvahischa dehendriyasu hridayani charantiyena sanjivatani tad avehi param narendra. O King, know him who is causeless, and yet is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. He exists in the three states of consciousness, namely waking, dreaming, and deep sleep, as well as beyond them. He enlivens the body, the senses, the breath of life, and the heart, and thus they move. Know him to be supreme. So we are now in the middle, somewhere, in a whole series of verses which are establishing, ultimately, that Lord Chaitanya is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the way that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does this, well, of course, it's somewhat complex, but he, first of all, he establishes that Lord Narayana is the absolute truth, Bhagavan, that particular feature of the absolute truth. Because there are many statements to that effect in the Vedic literatures, and here Srila Prabhupada has given us five examples from quite a range of Vedic literatures. First of all, beginning with a Samhita from the Rig Veda, then two statements from the Upanishads, then one statement from Panchatriki literature, which is Smriti literature, and then finally two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost of all the Smriti literatures, and all the literatures actually, that make up the Vedas, or the Vedic scriptures. So this is the first thing then. Establish that Lord Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the absolute truth, Bhagavan. And then, to go on from that point, to establish that Lord Krishna is the same as Narayana, and even the source of Narayana, actually. So he's greater than Narayana. So all those attributes of Narayana, they apply to Krishna. He's also the Supreme Absolute Truth, but even more so. And then to establish that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So this is basically the procedure that we're going through here from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And here we are talking about Lord Narayana. So then we'll go on to text 25. Bhakti yoga bhakta paya yanhara darshana surya yena savigraha deke devagana. Through their service, devotees see that the personality of Godhead, through their service, devotees see that personality of Godhead, just as the denizens of heaven see the personality of the sun. Son. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has his eternal form, which cannot be seen by material eyes or mental speculation. Only by transcendental devotional service can one understand the transcendental form of the Lord. The comparison is made here to the qualifications for viewing the personal features of the Sun God. The Sun God is a person who, although not visible to our eyes, is seen from the higher planets by the demigods, whose eyes are suitable for seeing through the glaring sunshine that surrounds him. Every planet has its own atmosphere according to the influence of the arrangement of material nature. It is therefore necessary to have a particular type of bodily construction to reach a particular planet. The inhabitants of Earth may be able to reach the moon, but the inhabitants of heaven can reach even the fiery sphere called the sun. What is impossible for man on earth is easy for the demigods in heaven because of their different bodies. Similarly, to see the Supreme Lord, one must have the spiritual eyes of devotional servants. The personality of Godhead is unapproachable by those who are habituated to speculation about the absolute truth in terms of experimental scientific thought without reference to the transcendental vibration. The ascending approach to the absolute truth ends in the realization of impersonal Brahma and the localized Paramatma, but not the supreme transcendental personality. So, here we find now there's a verse, a couple of verses, which are discussing this point that through other methods, other than devotional service, one can realize the absolute truth, but only in very limited ways. Only the impersonal Brahman, or in less cases, the Supersoul within the heart of every living entity, within every atom. So those forms of the Lord can be realized through mental speculation, philosophical speculation. This is the process of the Jnanis or the impersonalists. And the Supersoul, Paramatma form of the Lord, can be realized through the process of mystic yoga or Ashtanga yoga, that eightfold system of bodily discipline and mental discipline, ultimately focusing one's mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his four-armed form, and then realizing him as the conclusion. So these two processes are there for achieving these two levels of realization of the Absolute Truth. But to realize Bhagavan, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Lord Narayan, that is much higher. Is really much higher. It's a much, much greater realization. It is not really that to realize the impersonal Brahman means you're one third of the way, and to realize the Supersoul means you've now come to two thirds point, and you realize Bhagavan, Narayan, or Krishna, and now that's three thirds or full realization. It's not really like that. Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion makes the point that the happiness of Brahman realization, that impersonal realization, compared to the happiness of realization of Bhagavan, actually going back home, back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. So that impersonal, the happiness of that impersonal realization is like the amount of water in a hoofprint of a calf compared to a great ocean. That is the happiness of going back to Godhead, coming to the level of actual pure devotional service. So in other words, there's a very big difference. There's really a massive, massive difference between the two. So devotional service then is really such a unique process, because it can give you that full Krishna consciousness back home, back to Godhead. It's such an amazing process. And these other processes, even though they have some good points, they have some value, but it is not at all like devotional service. And the realization achieved, the goals achieved also, are so different from each other, quantitatively, qualitatively, like this. So, here then, in this verse and purport, the point is being made that we, here on this planet, we can see so many things. We can see the sun. We can see the sun, but not the sun god. We don't see the sun god at all. In fact, we're a long way from being at the level materially where we could see the sun god. Long way. But the demigods in the higher planets, they can see the sun god. And they can speak to the sun god, actually. And they do that. Even though he is very, very high, he's higher, generally he's higher than at least the majority of the demigods. Sri Sri Radha Radhanav ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So Srila Prabhupada says here, what is easy for the demigods, so easy, they just see the sun god, is impossible for us. It's not just very difficult, it's impossible. There's no telescope, no pair of binoculars, no pair of glasses which is strong enough that we could see the sun god. But they just see him like that, just like we see each other. They can see the sun god. So similarly, in a similar way, even the demigods are not easily able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the devotees, the pure devotees, they can see the Lord. So Prabhupada's making the point that in order to perceive different things, you need particular types of bodies, and here we're talking about on different levels, higher. Just like the example is given, that here we are sitting in the temple and we can see so many things. We know so many things are going on. We know this is Srimad Bhagavatam class, for example. These are the deities and they're being offered arati now. But there may be some cockroach. In fact, I saw one the other day, so there's probably one cockroach or some ant, something like that, wandering around also. But he doesn't know. They don't know that we're having Srimad Bhagavatam class. They don't know that these are deities and they're being offered arati and what it means. They just, as far as they know, they're just alive and they're looking for food and sense gratification, and that's all they know. So, with different bodies and different sensory and intellectual faculties, different living beings who are on different levels perceive differently. We perceive the sun, but we see this shining globe in the sky. The demigods see the sun, and they see the sun god. So, seeing the same thing, but in terms of the qualification inherent, reflected in the body, so the same thing is being perceived in different ways, or not perceived like that. Jnana yoga marge tanre bhaje ye sabha brahma atma rupe tanre kare anubhava. Those who walk the paths of knowledge and yoga worship only him, for it is him they perceive as the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. Purport. Those who are fond of mental speculation, jnana marg, or want to meditate in mystic yoga to find the absolute truth, must approach the impersonal effulgence of the Lord and his partial representation respectively. Such persons cannot realize the eternal form of the Lord. So here the point is being made that actually these people, the impersonalists and these Paramatma realized mystical yogi type people, they are realizing the same thing as each other and as the devotees even. They're realizing the same thing, but in different ways because of their different situations and the different conditions that they're in. Just like Srila Prabhupada told the story of the blind men who were put in front of an elephant and asked to describe the elephant, but they were blind. So one man, he grabbed the tail and he said, the elephant is like a hairy rope. This is what the elephant is. Another one grabbed a leg and said, the elephant is like a big tree trunk. Another one grabbed the trunk of the elephant, his nose, and said, ah, the elephant is a big double-barreled hose. Different perceptions in terms of their different positions in relation to the elephant. But someone who really has eyes and can really see nicely everything, can see everything, including the tail and the legs and the trunk, but can see the whole picture at the same time, not just the different little individual parts, independent of the other parts. So therefore, we understand that when one becomes fully Krishna conscious, when one comes to the level of pure devotional service, then one can also perceive and understand the super soul. And one can also perceive and understand the impersonal Brahman. So one is not lacking knowledge of those things. But because one has realization of Krishna, knowledge of Krishna, then one also sees Krishna himself, that's one thing, but one also sees the whole picture of where all these different parts fit in, what they are actually, and how they fit into the greater picture. So these people then, the impersonalists, the jnana yogis, and the mystical Paramatma realized yogis, It would appear, in a certain sense, it would appear that they are realizing two very different things. One impersonal thing and one personal thing. But actually they're realizing the same thing. Although it doesn't become apparent until one realizes Krishna. Upasana vede jane Ishvara mahima Ata eva surya tanra Dieta upama. Thus, one may understand the glories of the Lord through different modes of worship, as the analogy of the sun illustrates. Say Narayana Krishnera Swarupa Abheda Ekai Vigraha Kintu Akara Vibheda. Narayana and Sri Krishna are the same personality of Godhead, but although they are identical, their bodily features are different. Inhota dvibhuja tinho dare chari hata. Inho venu dare tinho chakra dikasata. This personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has two hands and holds a flute, whereas the other, Narayana, has four hands with conch, wheel, mace, and lotus. Purport. Narayana is identical to Sri Krishna. They are, in fact, the same person manifested differently, like a high court judge who is differently situated in his office and at home. As Narayana, the Lord, is manifested with four hands. As Narayana, the Lord is manifested with four hands, but as Krishna, he is manifested with two hands. So how do we take that? Narayana has four hands, Krishna has two. Does this mean, then, Narayana is better? He has four hands. He may be better. Krishna only has two hands. And you can do twice as much with four hands. No, it can also mean, it indicates ultimately, Krishna is superior because he only needs two hands. And Lord Narayana needs four. But still, Krishna even does more, actually. Yes. Krishna even does more with his two hands than Lord Narayana is capable of doing with his four. So, here though, Prabhupada gives the example of Krishna at home and Krishna at the office. Which is superior? Someone, which is more important, superior, and which is more really the person in terms of their life and who they really are, when they're at work or when they're at home? Naturally, when they're at home, that's who they really are. Then they can be themselves. When they're at work, they have to function in this way or that way, depending on the type of work, depending on the boss. If the boss is very pushy, they may have to work harder. If it's another type of job, they have to do another thing, another activity. But when they're at home, then they can just be themselves. That's where they belong. So like this, Krishna at home in Vrindavan is higher than Krishna at work, being Lord Narayana or being the super soul managing this material world like that. Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam atmasyadi shakila lokasakshi Narayanam gam narabhujalayanat taschavya satyam natavaiva maya. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father, Narayan? Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and that Nara is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creations of Maya. Purport. The statement, which is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.14, was spoken by Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Krishna after the Lord had defeated him by displaying his mystic powers. Brahma had tried to test Lord Krishna to see if he were really the Supreme Personality of Godhead playing as a cowherd boy. Brahma stole all the other boys and their calves from the pasturing grounds. But when he returned to the pastures, he saw that all the boys and calves were still there. For Lord Krishna had created them all again. When Brahma saw this mystic power of Lord Krishna's, he admitted defeat and offered prayers to the Lord, addressing him as the proprietor and seer of everything in the creation, and as the super soul, who's within each and every living entity and is dear to all. That Lord Krishna is Narayan, the father of Brahma, because Lord Krishna's plenary expansion, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, after placing himself on the Garbha ocean, created Brahma from his own body. Mahavishnu in the causal ocean and Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, the supersoul in everyone's heart, are also transcendental expansions of the Supreme Truth. So, Lord Brahma, he went through this experience. This is very well-known and important pastime of Lord Krishna's, the Brahma Vimohana Leela. Moha means illusion, and Vimoha means very illusioned, great illusion. So Lord Brahma got into this terrible illusion. He thought that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's his worshipful Lord, and he should really know a lot better, Lord Brahma, but he thought he was just some ordinary little boy. And these inhabitants of Vrindavan, they're just ordinary, foolish people. And as happens sometimes, people think that someone is more important than what they really are. So the Brijvasis were now thinking that Krishna was more important than what he was. And so Brahma thought he would teach everyone a lesson, particularly Krishna. But then he found out that he was the one who needed to learn the lesson, and he learnt it. So in this way, when Krishna revealed to Brahma that all those expanded forms, those cowherd boys and calves, that they were actually him, Lord Brahma was watching. He locked the actual cowherd boys and calves in one cave, and came back, and there they were again, the cowherd boys and calves. So they went back and forth just checking what happened. Are they really in that cave? He went back and they were there. Are they really in the pasturing grounds? He went back and they were there. So then he was watching those cowherd boys and calves out in the pasturing grounds, and he saw them as four-handed Vishnu forms. So he understood that actually Krishna has expanded himself, and he learnt his lesson. So here he's glorifying Krishna. This is a famous verse in a very important part of Srimad Bhagavatam, 14th chapter of the 10th canto, the prayers of Lord Brahma. So he's saying, you are my father Narayan. Actually, even you are the father of my father Narayan. Nara Ayana. Ayan, just like we say Shayan, means to take rest, lie down and rest. So Ayan also means rest, resting place. Nara Ayana, you're the one, of course it can be taken in different ways, you're the one who takes rest on Nara. Who is Nara in this context? Garbhadakshay, Vishnu. Or the water born, the water born from Nara. We take Nara to be Mahavishnu. That's Garbhadakshay Vishnu. Also, Narayana can mean the abode of the Narans, the people. You are our abode. So, you're superior. You are actually my Supreme Lord. And you are even the resting place of my Lord, if we take his Lord, Brahma's Lord, to be Garbhadakshay Vishnu. Shishu Vatsa Hari Brahma Kari Aparada. Aparada Shamaite Magena Prasada. After Brahma had offended Krishna by stealing his playmates and calves, he begged the Lord's pardon for his offensive act and prayed for the Lord's mercy. Tumara Nabi Padmahaite Amara Amara Janmodaya Tumi Pita Mata Ami Tomara Tanaya. I took birth from the lotus that grew from your navel. Thus, you are both my father and my mother, and I am your son. Pita Mata Balakira Nalaya Aparada Aparada Kshama More Karaha Prasada. Parents never take seriously the offenses of their children. I therefore beg your pardon and ask for your benediction. This is a very interesting bit of diplomacy. That I have offended you very badly, but I know you are such a great person, and great people do not feel offended. So don't feel offended. It's okay. Yes, a bit presumptuous, really. I know I've committed an offense, but you're such a great person. You won't take offense, so don't take offense, okay? Like that. But rather, more karaha prasada. You show me mercy. Don't chastise me. Be merciful. Krishna kahena brahma tomar pita narayana ami gopa tumi kaiche amara nandana. Sri Krishna said, O Brahma, your father is Narayan. I am but a cowherd boy. How can you be my son? Yes, Krishna's feeling like that. Here I am, little cowherd boy, wandering in the fields. I took birth from Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda into this already existent creation, which was created by you. So how could I be your resting place? That's not possible. I've appeared within your creation. I've come from you, ultimately. So how can you be my son? Brahma Balena Tumi Ki Nahao Narayan Tumi Narayana Shuna Tahara Karana. Brahma replied, "Are you not Narayan? You are certainly Narayan. Please listen as I state the proofs." So then Lord Brahma goes into a somewhat fairly extensive analysis of why he is saying this, the grounds for accepting Krishna as Narayan, or even the source of Narayan, even greater than Narayan. And that you can read next week. Any comments or questions? Yes. Yeah. It's the same word. It's, you know, I just read this the other day. It means the resting place of Lord Ram. Yeah. Resting place of Lord Ram, where Lord Ram can be found. Yeah, yeah. And the resting place of all pleasure. Like that. Grantaraj Sri Chaitanya Charanamrita King.